愿大家平安。
May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上跟大家来学习专心寻求神。
So this morning I would like to use the topic of seek thy Lord with wholeheartedly.
好，我们来看耶利米书二十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah, chapter 29.
Verse 13. 耶利米书二十九章十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。十四节。
Verse 14.
主说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶散到各处的招聚来，将你们带回到我使你们被掳离开的地方，这是主说的。啊，在耶利米那个时代啊，神借着耶利米先知告诉以色列百姓一个很重要的讯息。
At that generation, the Lord told the people of Israel through Prophet Jeremiah a very important message.
啊。在提到人跟神之间的关系要怎么来建立
？That has to do with the relationship between man and God.
啊，这里说要专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Here says, if you seek me wholeheartedly, then you shall find me.
我们发现我们一生有很多的目标在追求。
We know that during our lifetime, we have many goals to go after.
啊，但是我们的信仰生活经历越多，我们越发现。啊，最值得我们追求的是神本身。
And as we grow more and more mature in our spiritual life, we find out that the thing that's most important for us to go after is our Lord.
啊，约翰福音里面说，啊，道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典又有真理。
According to the book of John, says that the Lord came to us through in a flesh body and be with us.
那个道就是神。
And that word is God.
那个肉身就是主耶稣
，and that physical body is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣是神成为人来到世界。
Jesus Christ came to this world.
他要带给我们丰丰满满，有恩典又有真理。
To bring us full grace and truth.
我们人生遇到很多的问题
，we encounter many problems in our lives.
我们不晓得怎么解决
，which we do not know how to solve.
因为我们对真理的认识不够
Because we do not have the full understanding of the truth.
如果我们对真理的认识很完全，每个问题我们都能够看得很清楚。
If we had the true understanding of all the truth,
每个问题啊，我们都能够啊了解啊，应该怎么样做才能有答案
？If we understand all the answer to all the problems we have.
所以真理是我们生活当中脚前的灯，路上的光。
Therefore, the truth is the light in front of our footsteps.
好，那主也带给我们充充满满有恩典。
Lord also gave us full grace and blessing.
但是我们要寻求到他，我们才能够感受这个好处。
We have to find him though before we can experience this blessing.
所以我们今天我们的信仰一个中心不是寻求神的恩典是在寻求神本身
Therefore the pivotal point of our faith is not to seek after his grace but rather seek after himself
因为神的恩典会过去
Because the blessing may pass over
但是神本身是永远存在的
The Lord himself will be with us forever
所以这里说我们寻求神要一个重要的条件就要专心寻求
And here I mentioned a key point when we look after God, we need to do so with our whole heart.
我们常常发现我们在信仰生活当中哪一段时间你能够比较专心在追求那一段时间体验就多。
Oftentimes during our spiritual life, we understand that when we seek Him more with our full heartedly, then we experience Him better.
但是哪一段时间我们对神这个心不是很专心那一段时间我们体验就少。
If during some period of time we do not concentrate on God, then we have less experience.
甚至包括我们在教会也是一样。
And that's the same case when we're in church.
然后哪一段时间我们这个教会很专心在寻求神呢？我们就看到神的恩典、神的带领很清楚。
when the whole church concentrate on seeking after God, then we can see His guidance very clearly.
但是在教会里面，如果我们大家很忙碌啊啊，专心在事情上而忘记在神的身上，我们发现虽然很忙，对体验就减少。
If we focus on the worldly things, however, then we tend to find that the experience is lacking.
所以对神的专心，这是信仰生活一个很重要的功课。
And therefore, we need to focus on.The Lord, which is a very important lesson in our spiritual life.
那我们现在一个生活当中很难做的问题就是哦，太多事情，太多把我们的心呢、啊，好像被吸引过去了。
One difficulty that we face in our life is that there are so many distractions.
那要怎么样才能够专心
？How can we focus?
好，我将用三方面来跟大家学习。
I can share with you with three points.
啊，第一方面哈，就是。我们需要感觉到我们当我们感觉到有需要的时候我们就会专心
So first of all we can focus only when we feel the need to do so
我们现在看、路加福音十八章
Listen to the book of Luke chapter 18
路加福音十八章
Luke chapter 18
路加福音十八章从三十五节开始到四十三节
Verses from 35 to 43
这一讲主耶稣将近耶利哥的时候有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭
And here it mentioned that when Jesus approached Jericho a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging
那这个瞎子眼睛看不见
This guy who couldn't see
但是他听得见
Yeah, he can hear very clearly
就听到很多人从那里走过
Therefore he heard that the crowd is passing by
So therefore he asked,
What's going on here? Why is there so many people passing through?
那人就告诉他说是拿撒勒人耶稣从这里经过。
And then the crowd told him Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
当主耶稣经过的时候他就呼喊说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
So when Jesus passed by, he called out loudly, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
三十九节。
39.
那走在前头的人就责备他，不许他作声。
Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet.
因为主耶稣从那里走过，很多人都很注意主耶稣要行什么神迹，要做什么事情。
Because when Jesus passed by, many people wanted him to see, wanted to see some miracles.
或者说他要给我们什么新的教训。
And maybe they were prepared to listen to his sermon.
现在这个瞎子这样喊叫，好像。打扰了他们。
And now this blind person is shouting so loud and dispersing the crowd.
所以他就越发喊叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。”
And yet this person shouted even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
我们发现这一个瞎子在呼喊主耶稣。
We can see that this blind person is calling out to our Lord.
在寻求主耶稣。
He's seeking after him.
寻求主的怜悯。
To seek after his blessing and his mercy.
可怜我吧。
That's why he said, have mercy on me.
他真的需要主耶稣的可怜。
Indeed, he needs mercy.
他因为他生来就是瞎眼。
Because he was born blind.
他眼睛看不见。
Couldn't see anything.
这是人生很可怜的一件事情。
And this is a very pitiful life thing in our life.
眼睛看不见。
If you couldn't see with your eyes,
你不能看见神所创造这么美丽的世界。
You couldn't see the beautiful world that God created for us.
不能够看见我们所爱的人。
And you couldn't see the people who we love.
不能看见爱我们的人。
You couldn't see the people who we love.
这个人生是一个何等大的缺陷。
And this is a big, big void in our life.
所以这个瞎眼呢，很专心在呼求主。
And therefore, this blind person.Concentrating on calling out to Jesus.
结果他的声音感动了主耶稣。
And as a consequence, his voice touched Jesus.
所以四十节耶稣就站住了。
And that's why in verse 40 says Jesus stopped.
你看，这么多人看清这个瞎眼的，说，不许作声。
There are so many people rebuked him and asked him to be quiet.
因为瞎眼通常要跟人要饭。
Because normally a blind person have to beg for a life.
他不能够谋生啊。
Because he couldn't make a living himself.
但是主耶稣站住。
Yet Jesus stopped here.
而且主耶稣问他，你要我为你做什么？
He asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
主耶稣没有看清他。
Jesus didn't see him.
主耶稣怜悯他。
Jesus had mercy on him.
问他说，你要我为你做什么？
He asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
这句话非常重要。
This is a very important question.
如果今天我们在祷告中，
If we today in our prayer,
主耶稣向我们显现，
and Jesus appeared to us,
说你要我为你做什么，
and ask us, what do you want me to do for you?
那是何等大的恩典。
What a blessing that would be.
所以这个瞎眼为什么他的声音可以感动了主耶稣？
So why this person's voice can touch Jesus?
因为他在呼求主是从他的需要，从他心里出来的。
Because his calling to Jesus comes from the bottom of his heart, from his need.
我们现在在祷告，我们大部分人都得圣灵。
When we pray now, most of people here have Holy Spirit.
那祷告也是在呼求神。
And we pray, we call out to Jesus Christ.
那问题就是为什么我们祷告，我们信主久以后，有时候祷告好像体验不是这么多。
But why is that when after we believe for a long time, we don't have as much experience anymore?
那其中有一个跟我们的心有关。
And one thing has to do with our heart.
我们常常说不要停止聚会。
We often say that we should not stop coming to service.
停止聚会会习惯。
And once you stop coming, then you have a habit of not coming anymore.
所以不要停止聚会，要常常来聚会，这个习惯要保持。
Therefore, you have a good habit to come to the service regularly.
因此如果我们有这个习惯之后，你有一天没有来聚会，你好像什么事情还没有做一样。
Therefore, once we have this habit, if you don't come one day, then you feel like you are missing something.
那我们来聚会完之后，我们觉得心里很平安，很喜乐。
And once when we finish the service, then we feel peace and joy in our heart.
所以诸位，你可以体验看看，你在家里聚会时间，你可以在那看电视两个小时，然后你再来教会聚会。
Therefore, you can probably try for yourself. If you stay home instead of coming to church for watch TV for 2 hours,
那种心的平安跟喜乐不一样。
And the feeling in our heart won't be the same.
但是我们聚会变成习惯，也有一点我们要注意。
However, there's a downside to having this habit of coming to service all the time.
就是当我们变成习惯之后，常常我们会心不在那里。
So once we have this habit of coming, then our heart sometimes will not follow.
比方说，我刚刚搬到这个San Jose 这个地区开车都很小心了。
For example, when I first moved to here, San Jose, when I drive, I'll be very careful.
因为路不熟看地图，然后很专心了。
Because I'm not very familiar with the roads, therefore I need to be very careful.
我以前在东部住了六年，很熟，边开边讲电话边聊天都没有关系。
During the 6 years I lived on the East Coast, I would actually drive and talk on the cell phone. There's no problem.
那你不要心，你也可以开到家里面。
You don't need to think to drive to home.
但是你在这里，你不用心，你就不晓得开到哪里去。
Here, however, if you do not pay attention, you don't know where you end up.
所以人一旦习惯之后，常常会发现你的心不在那里。
Therefore, once we have this habit, you often find that your heart would not be there anymore.
有时候我们在聚会，我们在祷告。
Sometimes when we pray,
我们也在说灵言
and we speak in tongues,
我们也在念哈利路亚，也在念赞美主
and we say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
但是这是我们很久以来的习惯
and this, however, is our long-formed habit.
所以有时候我们过一下来就说灵言，我们的心可能在想聚完会要去哪里。
Oftentimes we kneel down, we speak in tongues, yet in our heart we're thinking about what shall we do after the service.
因为这样，我们的心呢不在那里，祷告体验就会减少。
Because of this, our heart is not in our prayer, therefore our experience will be lacking.
有一个姐妹在见证。
And I heard a testimony from a sister.
她说她来到美国，她讲她的故乡的教会。
She came to U.S. She talked about the church in her hometown.
她说他们教会有早祷会。
Where they had the morning service.
当然也有晚上的聚会。
And also have the evening service.
但是她在见证很多人得到恩典是在早祷会。
He testified that many, many people received blessing in morning service.
难道说神在早上才听吗？晚上神太累就不听吗？
Is it because God only listened in the morning and he get tired during evening?
不是。
That's not the case.
因为晚上有时候我们太多事情，有时候太累了，没有办法专心。
Because during the evening, because so busy, we can't concentrate very well.
那早上刚刚起来神志很清醒，我没有被世俗缠累，跪下来祷告，很专心，体验就多。
In the morning, when we just get up, we can concentrate better. Therefore, we can experience more.
所以这个耶利哥的瞎子，他会很专心在寻求，人在打扰他，叫他不可以他也继续呼喊，因为他有需要。
And therefore, this blind man of Jericho, he because he has need, therefore he can concentrate.
啊，一旦我们有需要的时候，你就会专心。
And once we have need, we can concentrate better.
你希望你的需要能够从神得到解决。
Because you want your need to be fulfilled from God.
啊，所以有时候我们常常看到啊，那个911一过去以后啊，会堂都坐满了。
That's why when you see after 9/11, all the chapels in the U.S. are filled up.
啊，因为人觉得有需要。
Because people feel the need.
我们需要平安。
Because we know we need peace.
啊，有需要我们就来寻找。
When they have the need, then they come after the God.
哦，或者说有时候我们经过大地震一摇，哦，会堂都坐满人。
And sometimes when we experience a big earthquake, for example, then you see the chapel will be filled up with people.
因为觉得我们有需要。
Because people, they feel their need.
连那个钢筋水泥的柱子会掉下来。
And even the concrete, steel wall can fall down.
只有神同在才有平安。
We can only have peace with God with us.
但是可惜的，地震一完过一个月，信徒又渐渐又少了。
Unfortunately, after a month, after the earthquake, then you see less and less people in the chapel.
因为那个需要感减少。
Because the need, the feel for the need is decreasing.
那这个瞎眼虽然是瞎眼
，We can see here this blind, even though he couldn't see.
但是我们仔细看，他的心眼很清楚。
Yeah, his mind is very clear.
为什么
？How come?
因为人告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣从这里经过。
Because he was told that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
拿但也曾说，拿撒勒能够出什么好东西呢
？People say, what good can come out of Nazareth?
但是这个瞎眼在呼喊，他不是说。拿撒勒人耶稣可怜我，他说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
Yeah, when this person is calling out, he didn't say "Son of Nazareth." Yeah, he said "Son of David, have mercy on me."
因为照旧约圣经啊，救主要从大卫的子孙出来。
Because according to the Old Testament, the Messiah is coming from the son of David.
所以他认识从这里经过就是旧约圣经所预言的那一位救主。
Therefore, he realized this is the Messiah.Prophesied by the Old Testament.
这可能是他一生只有的一次机会。
This may be the only one and only chance in his lifetime.
所以他有需要，他要抓住机会。
And therefore, because he has need, he has to grab onto this opportunity.
因此，他的专心就在他的声音表现出来。
And he showed his concentration in his voice.
他就大声喊，要大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
And he called out loud, say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
因为他有需要。
Because he has this need.
今天我们肉眼都能够看见。
Today we can all see very well with our physical eyes.
但是常常我们的心眼是蒙蔽的。
Oftentimes, however, our spiritual eyes are blind.
我们看不到救恩的可贵。
We cannot see the preciousness of the salvation.
我们看不到主里面的福分。
We cannot see the blessing in the Lord.
我们看不到永生的价值。
Fail to see the value of our true eventual life.
所以我们需要向神呼求。
Therefore, we need to call out to our Lord.
可怜我吧。
Have mercy on us.
开我的心眼。
Open up our eyes in our spirit.
如果我们能够看到灵界的美好。
If we can see the beauty in our spirit.
我们对信仰的态度会大大的改变。
Then we can change our spiritual attitude.
所以我们虽然肉眼看见，我们还是要专心向神呼求。
And therefore, even though most of us can see very well with our physical eyes, we still need to call out to Lord.
神啊，可怜我吧，把我心里面那个灵眼的障碍拿掉。
Lord, please have mercy on me, so I can take away the spiritual blindness.
让我们能够看到灵界的美好。
And we can see the spiritual beauty.
好，第二个我们会专心的原因。
The second reason we shall concentrate.
我们看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
第八章的四十节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 40.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
他来到耶稣的背后。摸他的衣裳，血肉立刻就止住了。四十五节。
45.
耶稣说：“摸我的是谁？”众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都是夫子，众人拥拥挤挤的靠着你。四十六节。
46.
耶稣说：“总有人摸我，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。”这里呀、说有一次主耶稣到一个地方去传福音。
Here he mentioned the story of one time when Jesus came to one place to preach the gospel.
那有一个妇人，她来摸耶稣的衣裳。
There was one woman who came to touch the cloak of Jesus.
那主耶稣就停下来。
And Jesus stopped.
问说是谁摸我
？And asked who touched me.
这个妇人一摸，主耶稣就停下来问说：“是谁摸我？”
Once she touched, then Jesus stopped and said, "Who touched me?"
好，那他的门徒就解释了。
And his disciples tried to explain to him.
他说：“主啊，不是的，因为人很多。”
He said, "Lord, there are so many people around us."
那挤来挤去，不小心就摸到了你。
And because so crowded, the people are pressing against one another, and it's unavoidable. People will touch you.
好像我们在人多的这个购物中心或在机场挤来挤去，总是会摸到人。
For example, if you go to a crowded shopping mall or airport, people will touch you.
但是对主耶稣来说。
For Jesus, however, this is different.
这一个妇人摸他，跟其他的人不小心挤到他不一样。
And this touch from this woman is different from the touch by the crowded people around him.
因为当这个妇人摸他的时候，他感觉到有能力从他身上出去。
Because when this woman touched him, he felt the power coming out of him.
主耶稣本身有感觉。
And Jesus can feel it.
那其他人不小心摸到他，主耶稣就没有这个感觉。
Other people who touch him inadvertently, Jesus didn't know.
那这个妇人本身也感觉跟其他人感觉不一样。
And from the woman's side, her feeling is also different.
其他人可能不小心挤到耶稣，也没有觉得发生什么。
When other people touch Jesus, they won't know anything.
但是这个妇人摸到耶稣的衣裳，她马上感觉不一样。
And when this woman, however, she touched Jesus' cloak, and she felt immediately different.
为什么？
What's the reason?
圣经说血肉立刻止住了。
And Bible says that her bleeding immediately stopped.
那到底这个妇人在摸耶稣跟其他人不小心摸到耶稣有什么不同？
So what's the difference between this woman's touch versus other people's touch?
其他人不小心摸到耶稣是不小心，是没有心的摸。
And other people touch Jesus without any intention.
主耶稣身上大有能力。
Jesus is full of power.
但是这么多人不小心摸到他，没有感觉什么。
Yeah, so many people when they touch him without intention, they don't feel anything.
那个主耶稣的能力，他没有感受到。主耶稣也没有感受到能力出去。
They couldn't feel the power of Jesus, and Jesus didn't feel the power going out of him either.
但是这个妇人在摸耶稣是出于信心。
And yet this woman, when she touched Jesus, she touched did so out of her faith.
是出于需要。
Out of her need.
所以这个一摸，他感觉到不一样，主耶稣感觉有能力出去。
And therefore, this touch is different, and Jesus can feel that difference.
这个就是专心寻求神。
And this is going after Lord with concentration.
那为什么这个妇人会专心来寻求他？
How come this woman was able to seek after God with her whole heart?
我们看43节。
Let's look at chapter verse 43.
说有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在医生里花尽她一切养生，并没有人能够医好。这个43节告诉我们。
Verse 43 tells us.
第一个，她已经看了所有的医生了。
First of all, she has seen all the doctors in this world.
就是没有一个医生能够把她医好。
And yet no one can heal her.
第二个。
Secondly.
她钱已经用完了。
She spent all her money.
没有钱可以用。
There's no money left.
换句话说，这个妇人已经无路可走。
In other words, she has no other hope.
因为没有钱，也没有医生啊。
Because there's no more money and no more doctors.
那流了十二年的血，血漏十二年。
And she's been bleeding for 12 years.
她已经无路可走。
There's no other way for her.
那现在刚好主耶稣从那里村庄经过。
Now, so happened that Jesus passed by.
我们想她唯一的希望就在主耶稣的身上。
We know that her only hope now rests upon Jesus.
所以当她来寻求主耶稣的时候。
So when she seek after Jesus.
你想她是用了何等的心呢？
Can you imagine how much heart she put into this?
一个患了十二年血漏的妇人。
For somebody who has been bleeding for 12 years.
你想她要走路是何等的困难。
How difficult would it be for her to walk?
每一寸的路，每一尺的路，她都要花很大的力量。
Every single step she has to put a lot of energy.
主耶稣的周围拥挤这么多人。
There are so many people crowded around Jesus.
那一个皮包骨的妇人要靠近主耶稣，她要跟大家一起在挤。
A person with such a health state has to crowd with other people.
可能挤来挤去又被挤落了。
Maybe after a while, she may be pushed away.
但是她很努力，尽她最大的力量要靠近耶稣。
Yeah, she tried her best, try to be closer to Jesus.
因为她人生的盼望就是那个一个触摸。
Because her only hope now is that touch.
所以那一种绝望的感觉是她付全力的 全心的要去摸耶稣。
So that feel of desperation pushed her to try her all her best to try to touch Jesus.
就这样一触摸。
And then there came the touch.
啊，神的能力就临到她身上。
And then the power of God came upon her.
所以这个今天在告诉我们。
So this tells us today.
啊，我们在寻求神。
That when we are seeking after God.
到底有没有心？
Do we really have our heart?
其中有一个很重要的一个证明。
There's one key proof.
就是我们愿意不愿意排除一些困难。
Which is, are we willing to set aside all the difficulties?
这个妇人可以用她身体的软弱做借口。
This woman can use her weak physical health as excuse.
我已经病了12年了。
I've been sick for 12 years.
我皮包骨了。
I'm so thin.
主耶稣可以了解的。
And Jesus, of course, he knows that.
我走不动了。
I can't walk.
那他也可以借口，说主耶稣周围人这么多。
She also can say that there are so many people around him.
我没有办法靠近他。
I'm not strong enough to get close to him.
但是这个妇人，她尽最大的力量。
And yet she tried her best.
走近耶稣。
To get closer to Jesus.
这个代表她的心。
This represents her heart.
把一切的困难都排开。
She conquered all the difficulties.
尽最大的困难。
Was the most
挤进人群去触摸耶稣。
Try her best to get into the cloud to touch Jesus.
所以今天神在看我们的心。
So today God look at us when she look at us, he look at our heart.
我们有没有尽心在寻求他？
Do we seek him with our whole heart?
真的排除一切的困难，尽最大的可能要靠近他。
Do we really try our best and set aside all the difficulty to get closer to him?
当神看到我们很专心的时候，神就在就让我们触摸到他。
When Lord sees us, we're concentrating, then he will let us touch him.
有时候我们常常在想啊，为什么在这个比较文明的国家，神迹奇迹比较少？
Oftentimes we think about the fact that in more civilized societies there are less experience.
我讲原因很多，其中有一个原因大概是因为我们比较少遇到这个无路可走的境界。
Among the many reasons, one of them is that we seldomly encounter desperate situations.
医药发达啊，这是也是神给我们的恩典。
And to have an advanced medical system is a blessing from God.
所以我们很多的病就借着医药可以得医治。
And therefore, we can receive healing from medical treatment.
如果我们在非洲，
yet if we live in Africa,
第一个医药不发达。
First of all, there's no advanced medical system.
坐车五六个钟头，你才可以到医院。
You have to ride a bus for maybe 5 or 6 hours before you can reach any hospital.
没有钱。
Secondly, you don't have money.
即使你可以到医院，你没有钱。
Even if you can reach the hospital without money, you couldn't do anything.
所以他一生重病了，就变成无路可走了。
And therefore, once you are sick, there's no hope for you.
好，那在这个情况下，他们靠神就很专心。
In this situation, they rely on God more constantly.
有的人生病就带着草席到教会里面来。
So when people get sick, they will take a mat and lay down in the church.
所以两个钟头祷告一个钟头。
And maybe they sleep 2 hours and pray for another hour.
所以两个钟头祷告一个钟头。
And just repeat.
那祷告都病好，拿个草席回去了。
And when they do so until they get well, and then they take their band and go home.
因为当人无路可走的时候，你在寻求神就专心了，因为已经无路可走。
Because when there's no other ways for you, you have to concentrate in your prayer.
那今天很多事情不只是说我们身体上的事情。
There are so many things in our daily lives.
所以人遇到患难常常是信仰一个转机。
And therefore, when we encounter some difficulties, that often turn out to be the turning point in our faith.
比方说生意破产。
For example, when you have difficulty in your business.
婚姻破裂。
Or in your marriage.
失业。
You lost your job.
生病。
Or you're sick.
这个危机常常是转机。
The crisis oftentimes turn out to be turning point.
因为当一个人无路可走的时候，我们会专心寻求神。
Because when one finds no other ways, he will concentrate on seeking God.
那专心寻求神就寻到了。
And once you concentrate on seeking him, then you shall find him.
那在耶利米书里面，我们在看到以色列百姓生活很顺利的时候，有一个很大的危险。
And similarly, when in the book of Jeremiah, when the Israel people had a good life, they had this crisis.
就是他们的心已经离开了神。
Which is that their heart has departed from God.
那就跟着去拜偶像。
And therefore they follow other people to worship idols.
所以神借着先知这样一再三再三再四这样一直传警告。
And that's why God repeatedly tried to warn them through the prophet.
听不下去。
yet they wouldn't listen.
因为生活太顺利，听不下去。
Because their life was so comfortable, they couldn't listen.
神已经借着先知警告很清楚，现在巴比伦要来。
And God warned them very clearly that the Babylon is coming.
你们再不回头，巴比伦要把你们全部掳到那个地方七十年。
If you do not turn around, the Babylon will come and enslave you for 70 years.
一直提醒，没有办法提醒。
God repeatedly tried to warn them.
生活太舒服。
Yet it didn't prevail because their life was too comfortable.
所以他们跟神的关系啊，先知一直传警告，提不醒。
And yet with the repeated warning from prophet, they wouldn't listen.
那等到这个刀剑来了。
Now when the knife and swords are coming,
痛苦哀哭。
This is their turn to cry out.
被掳到巴比伦。
When they are slaved into Babylon.
在那个时候七十年。
Where they spent for 70 years.
在患难当中呼求神。
In their difficulties, now they are looking at, calling out to God.
他们就找到了神。
And that's when they find God.
神就说，我要怜悯你们，再带你们回来。
And God said, I have mercy on you, I will bring you back.
所以我们信仰一个很重要的操练就是向神专心。
And therefore, a key exercise of our faith is to concentrate.
那第三个，我们怎么能够向神专心呢？
And thirdly, how can we concentrate to God?
当我们被神吸引的时候，我们自然就对神就专心了。
When we are attracted by God, we shall naturally be concentrating.
我们先来看雅歌第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Son of Songs, chapter 1.
雅歌的第一章。
Son of Songs, chapter 1.
雅歌第一章。第二节。第三节跟第四。
Son of Songs, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4.
愿他用嘴与我亲，用口与我亲嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美。第三节。
3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。第四节。
4.
愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。这个是新郎跟新娘的对话。
This is the conversation between the bride and bridegroom.
当然每一个圣经都有属灵的含义。
First, every single verse in the Bible has a spiritual teaching.
从字面上的意思来讲，婚姻里面的爱是可贵的，这是神祝福的。
From the lines, we can see that the love in a marriage is a blessing to us.
但是从属灵上来说，
in spirit, however,
那个新娘就是我们。
That bride is us.
那个新郎就是主耶稣。
The bridegroom is Jesus.
所以第二节说，愿他用口与我亲嘴，就是指着愿神跟我们亲近。
And therefore, verse 2 was referring to that we want to get close to God.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
Because his love is more delightful than wine.
酒是什么？
What is wine?
酒会让人舒服。
Wine can comfort you.
所以很多人在很无聊的生活里面都在喝酒。
That's why you see when people get bored, sometimes they tend to drink.
如果你有机会坐飞机坐到那个商务舱你看飞机开始飞了每一个人都在喝酒。
And if you had a chance to sit in the first class in the airplane, once they get into the sky, you see everybody is drinking wine.
确实酒会吸引人。
Because wine is something attractive to man.
那这里说你的爱情比酒更美。
However, it says here, your love is even more delightful than wine.
神对我们的爱
The love of God
比酒更美
is more delightful than wine.
但是你会想说我没有喝酒啊
You may think that I do not drink.
那个酒是什么
What is that wine?
那个酒就是让我们陶醉的让我们舒服的让我们轻松的那个就是酒
So that wine is everything that comforts us and pleases us.
那酒是什么
What is it?
世界的娱乐
That is the entertainment of this world.
因为我常常在想，我们现在的家庭好像一个旅馆，五星级的旅馆。
I often think that our families now in this world are more like a five-star hotel.
非常舒服。
It's very comfortable.
里面有很多的娱乐设施。
There are so many entertainments.
让我们在那个酒里面醉了。
So that we can indulge ourselves in this wine.
所以很多这个世俗的生活内容使我们对神分心。
That's why there are so many things in this world that set us apart from God.
因为我们就已经醉在那个酒里面了。
Because we're drunken in this wine.
但什么时候我们真的会在专心在神的身上？
So when do we truly concentrate, set our heart on Jesus, our Lord? 就是
对神的爱有感受。
That is when we feel the love of God.
感觉到神的美好。
Then we can experience the beauty of God.
那你自然呢，酒就赐好，酒你就放在一旁了。
And naturally, when you know that this is better than wine, you set the wine aside.
所以这个基督徒啊，如果用很长的时间在看电视，当然你说翻圣经找不到哪里不可以看电视。
Of course, when you look the Bible, it didn't tell you not to watch any TV.
但是如果这个基督徒用很长的时间在看电视，租那个录影带，一集一直一直看下去哦，我看他还是在酒里面。
If as a Christian you indulge yourself in watching TV too much, then I think you are still in this wine.
但是还没有进到最好的。
You haven't touched the best yet.
那个最好是神的爱。
And that the best one is the love of God.
这个才真的能够满足人的心。
And this is something that truly can satisfy our heart.
这个是最难的。
This is the more difficult accomplishment.
去感受神的爱，被神所吸引。
To experience His love and to be attracted to Him.
所以耶利米书里面神说，我用的用永远的爱来吸引你们。
And that's why in the book of Jeremiah says, I use the eternal love to attract you.
但以色列人没有感受。
Yet the Israel people didn't experience it.
对神的爱不知不觉。
They didn't.Feel the love of God.
这是我们在这个信仰生活当中啊，一直往世界去追求。
And this compelled us to seek after the world.
所以一旦我们对神的爱会感觉
，Once we experience the love of God,
你的心就开始会注意神。
Then your heart will naturally focus on God.
我们生活的焦点就对住神。
The focus of our life will be on Jesus.
因为神的爱比酒更美。
Because the love of God is better than wine.
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn back to the Son of Sons.
雅各书的第一章
Chapter 1 James, sorry
雅各书的第一章
The book of James, chapter
1 16节
James, chapter 1, verse 16
雅各书第一章16节
James, chapter 1, verse 16
我亲爱的弟兄不要看错了17节
17.
各样美善的恩赐和全备的赏赐都是从上头来的从众光父之父那里降下来在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿这里说亲爱的弟兄不要看错了
says here don't be deceived dear brothers
就是不要被蒙蔽了什么叫做不要被蒙蔽
what does it mean here
最好的最完全的是从哪里来？从上面来的。
What is the best, the most complete that comes from above?
从神那里来的。
Comes from God.
最能够满足人的心的是从神那里来。
And what can fill our hearts the best is coming from God.
最能够让我们感觉到平安喜乐的是从神那里来。
So that what can give us the most joy is from God.
最让我们能够让我们家庭很圆满、很幸福的是从神那里来。
Something that can make our family the best is from God.
是离开神没有一样是完全的，离开神没有一样是美好的。
Aside from God, there's nothing perfect and there's nothing beautiful anymore.
当我们有这个觉悟了，我们生活就会专心去追求神。
Once we have this understanding, then we will focus our life in seeking after God.
所以我们在读这个传道书啊。
That's why when we read the book of Ecclesiastes,
这个就在讲所罗门的追求过程。
Which talk about the experience of Solomon.
第一章、第二章、第三章，每一章所罗门都感觉到这很好，这很好，都一直去追求。
In every chapter, we can see that Solomon may find something that he want to seek after.
然后他就把神摆在一旁。
And then he will set God aside.
去追求很多他认为很好的。
To seek after things that he thought was good.
那追求到最后
，In the end,
他已经年纪大了。
He was old.
他发现这个是空的。
He realized that this is empty.
后来他发现最好的是神本身。
And then he realized the best is God himself.
这个就是传道书的结论。
And this is the conclusion of the whole book.
所以今天我们如果觉悟世界上是虚空的。
So today if we realize the world is empty.
我们才会专心追求神。
Then we can concentrate in seeking after God.
但是如果我们还没有达到说你认为世界是虚空的你还会去追求。
If you haven't realized the fact that this world is empty, then you will still seek after it.
所以我们要专心追求神，到最后就需要对世界看得很清楚。
And therefore, in order for us to seek after God, we need to see clearly, see through this world.
也就是说，看破红尘，看破了世界，你就发现你一心就是在追求神。
Once we see through the weakness of this world, and we can concentrate on
但是这个不能勉强。
This cannot be forced.
这跟个人灵性的追求灵程有关系。
This has to do with each individual's spirituality.
所以我们灵性啊，越长进，你就越发现啊，只有神才是真的可以追求。
And the more mature we get in spirituality, the more we see that we need to seek after God.
那有一天呢，如果我们大家都达到那个程度了，你发现家自然教会大家很热心，做工圣工很多人。
So one day, if every one of us can reach this status, then you can see that everybody in the church will be fervent.
因为我们生活的重心已经从世界进到神。
Because the focus of our life is shifting from this world to God.
我们在专心寻求他。
Then we focus ourselves in seeking
after him. 我们生活就充满着神。
Then our life will be filled with God.
神与我们同在。
God will be with us.
神的平安喜乐与我们同在。
His peace and joy will be with us.
因为我们对他很专心。
Because we concentrating on seeking him.
所以我们要专心，第一个就是要有需要。
So therefore, we can to conclude, first of all, we need to have this need.
第二个。
Secondly,
当我们无路可走的时候
when we are desperate,
第三个
and thirdly,
当我们羡慕神的美好
when we look after the beauty of God,
然后我们就会专心
then we can, we will be able to concentrate.
我们唱诗
sing a hymn.
第几首没有第几首忘记了二四二哈 ，OK。
Sing him 242。
There's a stranger.
Last verse.
Now you need the heavenly guest. Let him in. He will make for you a feast. Let him in. He will speak your sin forgiven. And when earth high on
Please be seated.
我们现在要结束我们第一节的聚会。
Now we'll conclude this first sermon this morning.
最后也来祷告。
And to conclude, we'll kneel down and pray together. 我们现在特别为
着我们下一节这个信徒大会来祷告。
And please especially pray for the general congregational meeting.
愿主的灵感动我们。
May the Lord, the Spirit move us.
让我们所做所说的一切都能够按照他的旨意。
So whatever we say, whatever we do will be according to his will.
我们一起来祷告。
Now let's kneel down and pray together.